when the event is happening within the next 72 hours or 48 hours. So we had only 2 days of time to kind of train the entire team, help them build the entire community, and run the event.
Welcome to Event Profs Cast, a podcast built for you by Hubelo Technologies. And now, here's your host, Rachel Moore.
It's time for the cast, Event Profs Cast, that is. And yes, I am your host, Rachel Moore. How are you, friends? I'm doing well. I'm not sure if you could tell in the last episode, but I was a little under the weather, but I'm feeling better now, especially with this new episode of the pod dropping into your earbuds, because this is part two of my chat with a colleague of mine, Pradeep Vishwakarma. Pradeep is one of our pros from Hubelo's client experience team. By that, I mean he gets events. He has helped hundreds of event planners just like you create a successful event. And this week, we get to hear just how big of an accomplishment that can be at times. Speaking of time, it's time to get started. Let's go. I love that you're talking kind of just about building that, you know, saying we're giving you the shell and we're giving you absolutely all the support you need, but you get to drive and create and ideate and just really just let your imagination run wild with all the things you can do in your event, which is so spectacular.
It's absolutely correct. So yes, we just are there to help you support your cause, support your event. We come with a lot of experience in terms of how the events are managed and done on the Hubelo platform. We have 100 ideas in our head right now, but I could not like to pour that to you right now. All at once. I would love to understand your requirement first. This is your requirement. If in case you have a very good idea how to kind of create something, and I have another idea which I can put across to you, and if you like that, we can go that route. Otherwise, your route is the best route. Okay. So nice. We can give you ideas. You can choose the best one. And then together we can create a wonderful event. Together we'll support it for you. Together we'll run that for you. And on the D-Day, at the end of the day, we want your cause to be fulfilled. We want the event to be successful. A lot of engagement should happen. If in case I see there's something going wrong and some of the aspects of the event is not running as expected, we do a close check on that. So I just have to ping you on WhatsApp or on the communication channel, which we have, let you know, okay, something is wrong. Something is not working here. Is it done on intention or is it something which you want me to look into? So even for example, this is our dashboard, our platform, our technology. So I, as a CSM, would know little more extra than our organizers, because whatever I've trained them, that is what they know, right? So it's my responsibility to let them know if something is not working so that they are prepared for it. Okay. But most of the time that doesn't happen. If something doesn't work on the D-Day, don't worry at all. We have a technical team which works right with us. Our turnaround time there as well has been spectacular. So we haven't had any issues in my experience, and we would never have issues in the future as well. That is something which we can assure.
Yeah, and especially that's got to be some peace of mind too, because as we all know, I mean, you always want to have the plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, you know, for when you're doing an event, because, you know, there's always got to be something. And it might just be something tiny, right? But some logistics somewhere, you know, whether, and I've had this too, and you've probably experienced this as well. We've all been there where maybe you have a big day planned and then your coffee maker decides to not work that day, or your power goes out. I've had that happen, or something like that, something out of your control. But the great part is you're not alone, because there's going to be your Hubelo team that's over here saying, hey, we're here. Whatever happened, we're going to make sure this goes off without a hitch. And so I love that you all do it. You know, and you mentioned a couple times that I want to hone on this too. I think the experience that and the skill level that you and your team have, and just knowledge base of knowing how events can work the best, can be a huge benefit for clients who maybe are not or have had to learn quickly how to put on an event, right? Have you had some experience with that where you've had to be like, hey, maybe this is a little new to you, but we're here to help you make this event happen, even if they're not as up to speed on how events should be happening today?
Oh, well, yes, I can definitely share a couple of stories with you here. Okay? I'm not sure if I'm allowed to take the name of the clients here, but I'm I'll put it across.
We can always bleep out.
Okay. Okay. So we have had multiple instances when our beautiful sales team here has closed the deal or kind of closing a client for us when the event is happening within the next 72 hours or 48 hours. So we had only 2 days of time to kind of train the entire team, help them build the entire community and run the event. And let me tell you, and number of instances that has happened, we have delivered 100% successful event without any glitches. Okay. So I would to say, like, for example, I participated in an event which happened a few months back in the month of November. Okay. This was a UK based event. I support for the clients which are a part of the US region. Okay. But I had worked with this particular client when I was handling and managing the EMEA region. Okay. This client is based out of UK. They tend to do events which cater to clients or the audience which they bring in from four different continents at once. So they have a team in Cairo, they have a team in Amsterdam, they have a team in London, they have a team in Australia. So all on standby, and they have different stages they have built up. Every stage will have the live stream come onto the Hubilo platform at once. So it's like parallel sessions happening. So I have to talk to and kind of understand and see four different live sessions happening at the same time from four different teams. So four WhatsApp groups, I'm talking to them and everyone is live. So if you understand, like you host podcasts and live events on Hubilo, right? So one live session which is happening and something goes wrong and your team starts to panic. Why is my session not working? Right. What is going wrong? Why is this happening? I'm talking to them and dealing with them, like all four of the teams at once. And I'm on my two different screens. I have all the four sessions happening on mute, which is I'm just trying to see if everything is working fine. Okay. So this event was supposed to be conducted within 48 hours when the client was closed. We delivered that for the 48 hours. And then later, the kind of message I received from the CEO of that company was like something I did for them. They thought that without me, the event would not have been possible. But it was truly their team. That team was able to kind of grasp all the information I was telling them or I was doing it for them. Okay. So it worked like in both the directions. I gave them some information. They were able to understand that. They had a question. I was able to comprehend that question. So that saved a lot of time. And we divided works between ourselves. You do this, I'll take care of this. Let me help you with this. So in regards to certain such scenarios, we can take a step forward. We can go out of the way. We can make sure that a client would not suffer with the information which they don't have because of the time constraint. We'll take care of that probably next event. You will have some time. We'll be able to teach you and train you on that. So that is what we have done. And yes, so it is not the first time. There have been multiple instances. And trust me, those events were more successful than what we did earlier with a lot of time in hand. Because here we had very strict information of what we're supposed to do, what we're doing. Agenda was so tight that we had no time to kind of experiment. That's how we did it.
Yeah. No, You bring up, that's a great point. There are going to be those times. And granted, for anyone who is an event professional, you know, the longer lead time you have, the more prepared everything's going to be and it'll probably go off smoother. However, there's always going to be those, we need to do this really fast turnaround, or we need to get this done within a few days or within just a week and things like that. Everyone's been there, done that. But just to know that that's great that you all fill that gap to say, we know this is going to happen quick and there's probably a lot of logistics. We're going to help step in and just make sure all of that is filled in. And I love too, and this is one of my favorite parts about event planning is there's always something, there's always another thing to anticipate or to say, hey, we're going to do this. You know, we have an idea to make sure that's better. Or make sure that runs more efficiently or smoothly. And so knowing that your team is there to help make sure that you are filling in that gap. So literally, and I know this seems to be the theme of our discussion today, that client, that person is, that entity is not on their own. They're not by themselves. We're not just chucking a tool at them to say, good luck. Hope your event goes well. We're doing the 100% opposite of that, which is so crucial. And I would imagine in today's day and age where a lot of us still might be kind of doing a lot of virtual events and maybe not meeting in person, we're really having to rely on that virtual meeting space, mm-hmm. it really can make a difference for them, which is fantastic. I want to ask you, so one thing before, and I have a couple more questions to ask you too. I want our audience to get to know you a little better as well. But my kind of final question for you today is, if you had advice to give to a client, and you know, I know we talked about associations today, but really can be anybody. If you know there's an entity out there that is or an event planner, they're about to do an event, and you know, based on your knowledge and what we kind of talked about today, what is some advice that you would really want them to know from you? Say, look, if you're planning an event and you do this, you're going to be okay. You know, everything's going to go better. Or do you have some thoughts to share with us there for based on your experience?
Well, definitely, yes. So with basis my experience with working with a lot of events, so only one thing which I have come to a standpoint and I understand what is the most important aspect of a virtual event is networking, is engagement. That is something which can be driven on the D-Day, but the preparation needs to be done way before when on the initial planning stage. Rachel, you know marketing, right? You are a pioneer. You know marketing really well, how marketing helps bring engagement, brings audience. I have had a lot of my clients on the D-Day, they were disappointed because everything went well, but they did not see a lot of people coming in. And I already spoke to them before the during the event planning phase, asked them, do they have marketing in place? Are they marketing their event on social media, on their website, or through any other means? So that is really important. That will get audience to the event. And during the event day, if we tend to make a small event of, say, for example, 5-hour event for a particular day, and we only have sessions which shares knowledge, okay, that would not excite someone, right? It needs to be interactive. So interaction between attendees is really important. Engagement is important. So that is why we have networking lounge. Keep it open for your attendees to interact with each other.
Tick tock, tick tock. Relax. That countdown isn't for your event. It's for ours. We are planning an event for you, building it for you, starting March 30th across 3 continents over 2 days. Topics ranging from mental health and creativity to storytelling and strategy, all from speakers who know what's what. And Mindy Kaling will be our keynote. TikTok goes the clock, but click should go your mouse as you head over to www.hubelo.com/MIX22 to register free and join thousands of others for an experience like no other. That's hubelo.com/mix22 and follow our hashtag MIX2022.
Content is the really a big factor for any event we do. So I always suggest to create a library of pre-recorded videos, which would have happened in the previous event, which they would like to kind of showcase here for someone who would think, okay, for the first timer, I come to your event, I like your event, but I do not know what happened in the past. So that kind of library would help them understand. And that's how an association would be able to kind of grab more attention. So that is something which is an advice. Plus engagement in terms of gamification. We have a lot of contests happening, right? Who doesn't like to give in a prize? How small they could have been, right? So gamification, contest, leaderboard, a few things which we provide on the platform that could be leveraged. And that could drive engagement to a certain module which you're trying to run, which you're trying to showcase, like virtual booths. So using that is a better idea. Apart from that, for watching sessions, for example, we have medical associations, right? For watching a session, watching a particular lecture or a seminar through a reputed or renowned doctor in the world, post watching that, we have new features available right now where you can provide a certificate of participation. So someone can now... I can claim that they participated on this particular event and they received a certificate of it. So a lot of CME events we do that nowadays. So that would help. So these are small things, basic things which we can do, and we can make our event more better.
I hope that everyone listening and watching just had their notepads out. We're like, wait, what? I'm going to rewind that and listen to what he said again, because that was a really great idea. Even I, you probably saw my head tilt. I'm like, ooh, because I'm already thinking too. I was like, ooh, for some of our events, because like my team, we organize an exclusive influencer event. We call it Hubelo Insiders every quarter. but we record every one of them. We could be putting the prior ones in there just so people can be like, what have I missed? You know, what if I'm new as an insider and I want to see what other events, what you guys have done, who you've had speak at those, they can go back and just experience that. But you've given such great advice and downloads for this. So I love that we had the opportunity to kind of see into your brain. So I appreciate that, because that's this is all gold. Awesome insights and stuff. Now I want to give our audience an opportunity to know a little bit more about you. So I gave you a little warning that I was going to ask you these questions. And I do plan to ask these of all of our guests going forward, and because I just think it's kind of interesting. But the first thing I want to ask you, it's called Date or Desk. Now, by date, I mean calendar date. So I wonder if there is anything on your desk or in your workspace or on your calendar that you can describe that tells us a little bit more about you. So do you have anything? And I'll share something too. But do you have anything on your calendar or on your desk that tells us a little bit about you?
I will have a lot of things on my desk, but again, not sure if how that would relate to me. But again, I have something on my calendar which I can definitely share. Okay. So as I manage,
what's going on?
Yeah. So as I manage a team of around 10 people within Hubilo for the US region. So we based out of India, right? So we are working from home nowadays. So I don't get to kind of see everyone on daily basis. Okay. And I myself, I'm also handling few clients. So everyone is busy with their client event or helping someone. So I kind of mark a particular time on my calendar every day. And that is on a weekend as well, if in case my team is working on a weekend. Okay. So at the end of the day, from say the last hour of my working hour, the 10 and 10 hours window I do, in that last hour, I connect with my entire team on daily basis. We sit there, we don't talk about work. If in case there's something urgent which pops up, yes, definitely that's welcome. But again, if it is a relaxed day where everyone has ended their work and they just want to come and chit chat, we are open for that. There we can do a lot of gossips, a lot of things we can discuss. We can have interactions with each other, get to know more about ourselves. That is one thing which I have on my calendar. And post my work schedule, because I have to be available later on as well. If in case some event is live and some of my team member needs help. I am a gamer by heart, so I play a lot of video games. But again, due to the kind of environment I'm working right now, I have to kind of spend my good 10 hours of day like every day. So going back and sitting on my console and playing on a computer is difficult. So I tend to play on mobile right now because a lot of FPS games are available there. And plus, as I said, like I've been working for 15 years, so I have a lot of other friends and ex-colleagues who are also into that particular segment with me. So after we end our day, we connect on a mobile game and we chit chat, we play, we talk, and we discuss a lot of things. So these two things, which is there every day in my life.
I love that you shared that. It's funny because I've been asking people this question, I've gotten a lot of answers like that where they're saying, I have a time where I connect, you know, whether it's making time for yourself with friends or colleagues or peers or whatever, or it's your team. But I think the key part has been they're all making it intentionally not about work necessarily, which, you know, we're all connected literally. I mean, we talked about it earlier. There's literally every way on the planet to connect with a client. There's every way in the planet to connect with each other. Sometimes it's hard to turn that stuff off. Especially for work, but it's so necessary to have that balance. And so I love that a lot. It seems like you and a lot of our other guests that we've had on the show, probably a lot of our listeners are really hopefully prioritizing that more. I will share. So let's see, I haven't shared this before. All right. So this is just a little gadget I got. It's a little light up hashtag. It has a little timer so I can actually, it starts every day and just stays on for about 6 hours. I have my roots in marketing and social media. And so I will always love social media, but I just like my little hashtag. I actually, at the office I used to work at, I would put that on at the top of a shelf so that if people walking by, like they literally could say, hey, who's a social media person? It's me. So that was my hashtag that I had. So that's something on my desk that says a little bit about me. One other question I want to ask you, is there anything that you're currently listening to or reading or watching that you can't put down? And it can be entertainment related, self-improvement related, whatever. Is it a podcast, a book, a series on streaming, anything like that?
Well, as I said, so my work hours for you would be morning, because in the US, I work with the US region, right? So I start my day the evening from 7. For you, it would, for the US viewers, it would be around 8 PST. Okay. So yeah. For me, when I start my work and till the time I end my work, I do not get much time to do anything else apart from work and other aspects, right? So I'll post that, as I said, I play games. So I play a couple of hours every day, try to be awake, try to release my stress of the daily work schedule I have. And if I get time, okay, if I get time, I binge watch on Netflix. There are a lot of good shows coming on Netflix, a lot of web series coming in. So I try to kind of see what is trending and try to watch one episode of that and to see if that relates to me. Okay, so I tried to go with the wave to watch the web series which were happening, like Game of Thrones or other things, but I couldn't relate to it because I couldn't binge watch it completely, because I maybe missed out on a lot of episodes prior. So I left it there.
Yeah.
In terms of reading as well, I love to read a lot of books, but starting with Thobelo, I didn't get time for that as well. Okay, but again, the best book I read, and I want to continue doing that because they have a third edition of it. It's the book called as Gold. Sorry, The Goal. The Goal is regarding a particular a manufacturing plant, which is going to be shut down in 3 months, and how a production manager turns it around into a profitable plant. So this is all about how execution is done, how management is done, how daily operations is done. So that helps me as well to kind of eliminate or kind of think out of the box when it comes to my performance as well. So they have a new book as Goal 2, Goal 3. Goal 3 deals in supply chain management. So I haven't read that. I will be trying to read. Like, I will try that in coming days.
Huge thanks to Pradeep. You know, every time I interview one of our client experience team, I know I'm pulling them away briefly from helping with events happening in Hubelo's platform. But as Pradeep said, they have a team for that. So it's all good. We hope you think this podcast is all good. If you do, hit follow and add this podcast to your favorite app so you get every new episode drop. If you're itching to leave some feedback, review us in your podcast app so we know how we're doing. You can find Hubelo online at www.hubelo.com, everywhere on social media at Hubelo, on Twitter at Hubelo Connect, and just look for our hashtag Hubelove. That's Hubelo VE. Catch you on the next episode.
Event Profs Cast is brought to you by Hubelo Technologies. Thank you for listening. You can visit us online at www.hubelo.com.